It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Hair down. Microphone check, 1, 2. Yo. Guess we are back. Yo, you know what? Before we even get started with this podcast, we have to say fuck all the technical glitches that enabled us not to put
out. Middle finger to all technical glitches, man.
Whenever you are,
today we say F you.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
F you again.
The trenches will say waka.
Shake
five fingers. And then extra five.
And so, courtesy of that little glitch, this is episode 2 of season 3 of the 4Play Podcast.
Yo!
Brought to you by 96.9 Cool FM Connor. What's good, guys? It's Mr. Mega with the double G, the BLA double K genius, and I'm in here with the goons. And for the first time, I think it's all goons only for a second, right?
Proper goons kind of vibes.
Boys Club.
Here we go. Talkie's in the house, y'all.
Yes, I am.
Give it up for Don Many and A.
Yo, the man with many things to please. Oh, please.
Here we go. Blue Magic is also in the building, y'all.
We're ready.
If you are a child, well, you need to move closer to this podcast because we are going to be talking about you.
Did you break me from Costa Rica?
Cut me off. My answer is no.
And not in a very bad light, just like we did with the Gen Z versus the millennials.
No.
We are going to show you love. We love children, don't we? Right?
We all are children.
Yes, we do. We have all been in that position before. And trust me when I say we understand. So whenever you get to listen to this, just know that maybe you may have celebrated Children's Day maybe like 6 months ago, 5 months ago, as the case may be. But nah, this one is dedicated to you. So let's get started with the guys.
Yep.
First things first, we have to go back before we get to celebrate with the kids of today. What was it like for you as a kid? Some of the memorable things that you feel still stuck with you today.
Let's welcome again Don Many.
Yay!
Oh, yeah. You were coming to chill with us.
VIP treatment.
Here we go.
Some VIP treatment.
No, he wasn't on the first one.
Yeah, he was.
I wasn't possible. Like, it's okay to welcome me
It's not okay.
I'm like the youngest guy here.
I take my welcome back.
I'm not the youngest guy here.
I thought this was his first.
You didn't give me this kind of welcome, man. What's going on?
Was he on the glitch episode?
I don't think I was on the glitch episode.
Oh, so it's because we were missing. That's why we had the glitch.
We are always going
to be in the podcast for going forward.
You are
our anti-glitch, our antivirus.
Okay.
So we have to start with you, Domene.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's go back in time. What was it like being a kid growing up? Some of the moments that you feel, you know, kind of like unforgettable.
Well, I miss those days where we had the privilege to ask for almost everything and anything, and then your parents, your guardians, uncles and aunties will grant everything that you ask for. Maybe not everything, but a handful of things, you know. But right now that one has become an adult, the life is really difficult. You know, I miss those days where we have to, like when it's Christmas time, our parents will tell them, oh, I saw this shoe somewhere. My guys are buying this type of clothes. I need this, I need that. And, you know, they'll basically, you know, see that they provide that for us.
You could still do that today, though.
No, nobody's going to attend
to
me.
Just give me a shot, dude.
No, but I can tell you for free, nobody's going to attend to me right now.
You are underestimating our parents. They will shock you. You are still a baby.
My father will not answer me. I see, some hours ago, I spoke to my uncle and I said, ah, uncle, it's Children's Day today. What are you going to do for your boys? He was like, will I get out of his line?
That was brutal.
Very, very brutal.
If that's from your uncle, then please don't call your father.
That's why I'm telling you that it can never work again. That time has passed. But I did enjoy those days where we had the privilege and, you know, things were just happening. Mm. But right now, it's not happening anymore.
You know, I just remembered something. I remembered while I was still young, I remember one moment of my childhood. I was very angry. And you can't even guess why I was angry. Because my dad called me to come and carry yams from the trunk of his car to the house. That was why I was angry. Somebody called me to carry yam.
The yam that you still end up eating. And they will still pound for you,
60% of the
Someone called me to carry yam.
Okay, but hold up. Were you doing something that was, you know,
probably playing video games?
Yeah.
I wasn't doing anything.
You know,
I just didn't want to carry him.
Let's give him the punishment of the child. Knee down.
Knee down.
Knee down. Raise your hand. Close your hand. Are you normal?
Like, for real.
When you go back and think about some of the things that you did as a child, since, you know, getting angry because they asked you to come and carry some tubers of yam.
Yeah.
You know, then you not even know that those were childish things you were doing. So now, when you become an adult and you think back, you're like, what the fuck? What was I doing? Because, I mean, I remember when Don Many mentioned Christmas, it brought memories of how you'd buy, when they buy for us Christmas clothes.
Yeah.
So before the day, we would try those clothes out, and then you look at yourself in the mirror and then arrange it and keep it back. And so it depends on when they buy their clothes, child. This is going to be like a regular thing. When nobody's in the house or something, once you go missing, then you don't go try your clothes.
Four Can Tango.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys remember this one where your parents will actually buy you oversized clothes?
Yes.
So that you're not just wearing it for that particular Christmas, but you can wear it for the next one or maybe another occasion that comes after Christmas. And even the shoes were oversized. Mm. So they'll take a broom, like a stick of broom.
Okay.
Measure your leg. You don't actually go to where they are selling the shoe. Your parents go there with a stick of broom, haven't measured your leg.
Yeah.
And then that's what they will use to buy the shoe for you.
So when many was almost Gen Z, but this is way back.
this is our time. I'm in between.
Bro, my dad outdid himself. I won't even lie. My dad used to, you know, buy us. We're just three. He used to buy us Christmas clothes and New Year clothes. So what we do is, he buys, you know, one of this hip hop kind of, you know, this top one kind of for Christmas. And then for New Year, we get to do traditional for New Year.
Yeah.
It's a giving. Every Christmas and New Year, it is a giving with bags of rice that we get to share in the village and stuff like that.
And after all these things, they ask you to come and carry yam. You still have the audacity.
You still be obstinate.
To be angry. Angry for what?
That yam will budge
you. Don't understand.
For what now?
I was being ungrateful at that time. And now, like, I get to understand these things. Because I was just thinking, today, someone was like, you're this age and you're not married. I'm like, yo, leave me be, please. I cannot cope with the kind of standard that my dad set for me.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, yo, it's crazy.
Anyways, some of the things you guys mentioned, just felt like we're all raised in the same era.
Yeah.
Because the oversized clothes, I recall, you know, being a child, I had my primary school graduation that was done. No, is it, did they call it graduation again?
Valedictory service.
Calm down.
Wait.
It was not my own. If the name was that long, I don't think I remember it at all.
Are you talking about when you graduated from secondary school?
When you're done with primary school and then you have to graduation
of valedictory service.
No, graduation, bro.
Valedictory service.
What kind of school did you go to?
They call it.
Serious.
Maybe he went to these high class schools and stuff.
Maybe the likes of the Mont La Salle.
This man, your head, dead.
Why you do your head?
So they bought me this particular pair of chinos back then. They were really the ones that match. I don't know if you guys recall the ones that matches your shirt.
Yeah,
even your shoe.
Yeah, they use a little bit of your shirt design to have to pad some parts of the trouser, right, the jean, and everything. And I had to fold it. Multiple folds. Yeah, you fold it below, so it's like it's larger than you.
Give me that
you.
Hippie vibe.
Yeah, and I also tested it though a day before. You must test it now. And what I did then, I arranged the talk said that I actually put it on the hanger and I put it in the cupboard. While I was sleeping, I dreamt that somebody came to carry it.
You know, at some point you might even keep those clothes under your pillow when you sleep.
So
it got to secure the bag.
I opened the cupboard was open down and I was sleeping momentarily, opened my eyes to look at the clothes, they're still there, you know, until the next day. But it was
nice.
It was
nice.
But what activities do we remember celebrating during Children's Day?
Yeah.
Because I can recall clearly we're amongst the ones that went to the stadium to match.
That's for sure.
Ooh,
fam,
yeah.
I was always exhausted.
And I mean, I have to blow my trumpet a little bit. I used to be like a commander in the match pass, man.
Nice. That is hard, like, to believe now. Commander Detox.
I used to be like the guy in front because, yeah. I mean, I got my matching skills right from day one.
You have to do a little bit of matching for us to see what we do.
God, I used to keep my hands straight.
He's not giving. He's not giving.
Now. There's a way you can flip like this. Oh, it's right.
I think it's the guy somehow though.
I used to be really good at it, and they'll put me in front, and then everyone else will be wear hand gloves, and yeah. I look forward to it. I mean, like, we go to the stadium, we say, no matter what, we're going to beat command school, because the military Whoa. Schools, oh my God.
Now, let me tell you where
their matching skills.
Where mine was great, I attended Air Force Primary School. So it was us versus this police academy. Those guys, really good. And then we had a special regalia that we had to put on. And it was always super hot on Children's Day. You have to put on the police cap, no, the Air Force cap, and then you have your regalia, your hand gloves, and specific boots. And then we would go for practice a month before Children's Day. You have to march. And then that eyes right. The governor will be standing on the podium. Yeah. And then you have to do eyes right. I recall one time I forgot. No, not I was punished, but I was like, I was reprimanded. Definitely. I mean, you'll be asked questions now. Yeah. And especially if you're someone they expect so much from. You know, during the practice, you're feeling like, you know, you're the boss. We did the slow march. There's a part where you do slow. Then you. Right, salute.
I guess you were tense because the governor was there.
And then it was hot.
The sun, you mean the sun?
Yeah, we had to put. Ooh. You know, I meant that's where anytime I see any of this math pass happening, maybe Workers' Day or one Nigerian celebration,
reminds you of that, those guys that particular time.
That yeah. Because I was actually there. They gave us a stick that looked like a gun or something. Yeah, so you just be like, you know what? Man, it was super fun.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Before we get carried away for a little bit, let's pause for a second. We know we love kids now. We're super passionate. But we have to tell you how you can get to listen to the podcast. Now, it's not just for you, okay? Remind your friends that they can have a great time listening to previous episodes of the 4Play Podcast available on our website. As always, it is www.coolfm.ng. This is Season 3, Episode 2, and we are glad to let you in on the fact that other episodes are super bangers.
Good question, though.
Let's go.
First things first, check us out on socials at Cool FM Canon. Find very interesting content. Children now, children growing up then, and growing up now. I mean, we're not growing up now, but you can see other people grow up. Do you think it's pretty much harder to be a child now than then, or... did we have it easy in our growing up stage than what the kids have it now? Yeah. Who do you think has it better?
You know, initially, I would just say they are having it better because I've lived the life as a child back then. But then I realized that you don't see things from this kid's perspective, no matter how hard you try. But if there's one thing I know, these kids have a lot to balance out. They are super distracted. There's social media. There's so many things. Back then, how many things were fun for us? You see how we could relate, like, to so many outdoor activities. How many of these kids still find fun in some of these outdoor activities? Most of them are on your phones. So I feel on a balanced scale, we had so much fun, but now they are restricted. Number one, things are even hard. Things are expensive these days. You don't get to... Christmas clothes, there used to be a thing back then because, you know, thank God our parents were not the richest. But then again, they always managed the way to get some of these things. Well. But these days, parents, oh boy, nobody's super excited about Salah cloth and Christmas thingy again. Back then, there used to be parks filled with kids, you know, wanting to go out and play. But these
days, we still see it now, doing Salah, Dubai Aramo,
Is it always packed like the way it used to? I mean, this is just one place you mentioned, though. Back then, there are like seven,
that's
eight
like,
spots.
That's like our biggest place in
Yeah,
Kano,
you know,
so,
I used to recall, there used to be this, not Mingles, what's the name of this? Roxy Amusement Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Here in Kano.
That's on Amadu Bello.
Yeah, before it was on Amadu Bello, it was on Airport Road.
Oh.
It was massive. They had the... any swing you know was there. They had the roller coaster ride, everything. Wow. Yeah, it was always packed. And I recall in Benin back then, we had the, I don't know if that park is still existing. Iguinedion.
I haven't heard of that before.
Whoa, he used to have a park from back then that was like, that had all the, you know, kids playing. In matter of fact, you could go there and buy.
It's
an amusement park. You could buy everything for kids. So, plastic glasses, sunshades, and everything. Yeah. So, but I feel now kids are limited, let's be honest. But I have to give them credit because they still manage to find a way to still be excited about celebrating.
I was really going to say something, yeah. I don't think I would have made it in school if I was born in this age, to be honest. Because, bro, the kind of distraction there, the phones. I think we were distracted. We were kind of distracted.
Video was
my
games.
Video games. My younger brother. But I can guarantee you that the kind of things on this phone, even as a grown up, is difficult to focus. Then think about a child that don't understand the responsibilities involved in getting off your phone.
And they need to censor certain information that they
Yes.
Because right now they have access to it. It's like finger click. Back then we used to go to the library to get books even to read. These days
have you even forgotten about the cafe as well?
Yeah, internet cafes from back then. Kids, I mean, they so we are forced to say they have it easy.
We used to go and do some overnight browsing.
It was cheaper than the regular browsing.
A very long time at the
we
cafe.
Go carry blankets, man. Because the mosquitoes be killing.
Like,
so
crazy.
You get in there, and the internet is better at night, as always. So you get in there, you know, kind of midnight browsing.
And then you get on your Yahoo Messenger.
If you sleep, you're on your own, man.
The time go bomb.
You snooze, you lose.
But let's talk about childhood. I mean, some of those plays that we did, fun things that we did as when we were, you know, growing up.
We did daddy and mommy kind of play. And yeah. I don't mean the sexual activity now. So,
which of them do you miss the most, though, of all the many? Because for me, I just miss riding tire, man.
Ah! I did it!
Because that thing,
I
man.
Love it!
I mean, I wish nobody was looking, and I just carry my tire now. That's the ride, they go my house.
They will take a picture, send it to Kulefe WhatsApp. I mean, telling you.
Once they send me and they want me to get it, you know, go and come back on time, they say, carry your tire.
I was a pro when it comes to that tire thing. You just reminded me of that. Just like we have Formula One now, I was like the Hamilton of that time. I was skillful with hands, with stick, now, with plastic.
The problem I had with the tires was I was always getting injured. Because they had most of the tires I used were bad,
yeah.
So they had so those.
The cover,
when you're trying to roll with your hands,
you get it.
So what I did was I used the paint cover, the paint bucket.
Okay.
There's the cover. You take it off, and then you have a hanger.
Okay, and attach it to the paint bucket cover.
You don't even attach it. You make it like a U-shaped. In a form, yeah, it's shaped like this, and then you put the paint cover in between, and then you.
I remember that one. That's the one I did.
It was safer for
that
me.
That one was difficult for me. I couldn't keep up with that. But the one I was so good at was the big tires, either the fat one or the slim one. But then I would have a stick.
Motorcycle tires.
I swear to God, man, that was the thing.
Car tires.
Swear.
You have two sticks. Put here, and then you.
Used to ride Boris.
That's what we call Boris.
Yes.
It's like it's like a skateboard, but not a skateboard.
Yeah,
this one you sit on it, and then they push you, and then you.
The Boris.
Yes.
It wasn't so rampant in my area.
It's wooden.
Yes. You have the Boris in between.
Yes.
The center of the board, and then you sit on it. It's like a skateboard.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but the local skateboard, they push you,
I didn't play that one, though. But I think I can imagine.
It was very dangerous because they'll push you. You have to go down and make a swift turn.
Yeah. If it's dangerous, you will not find me there because.
Nah, man, I used to do a lot of dangerous things.
Yeah, the Jabota vibes going on. So, yes.
Me too, though. I wasn't being allowed to, you know, go downstairs and play with a lot of people and all that. So whenever we come down, we just make the most of it. But then the one that I enjoyed the most was being able to have as many rubber bands as possible.
Ah,
you get to play the game.
What they call it?
I mean, I played that one.
Obo. So you.
It chop, I mean, no chop. I think I played that. Then I don't know if you guys did the Koroso thing.
Yeah,
Koroso.
We were even doing like a couple of days.
You know,
in the studio.
It was when I came to Kana here because Koroso. We just call it just Koso.
Uh-huh.
Koso, yeah. Koso, so Koroso.
You know,
I think
just,
it's because of the area and stuff.
And then you slap the person. You'll be able to cut it and then.
Did you guys do Daddy and Mommy?
Yeah. Whoop.
Did you guys do Daddy and Mommy?
I think Police and Thief.
I did Police and Thief. But is it that Daddy and Mommy?
What's Daddy and what was he like?
So we imitate the living of our parents in the house. How daddy
it's
comes
like
up
drama.
From the work. Yes.
Yeah.
A drama.
Wow.
But just
I didn't quite
us.
Do that a lot, man.
I think I did that. We did it in a different
It was too safe for me. It was too safe.
So because my parents didn't allow us to go downstairs often, we played it with ourselves, but we called it something else. Teachite. That was what we called. Yeah, it was just a family thing. for myself and my brothers.
Did you guys cook stone and leave?
Yes. Ah, yeah, stuff like
did
that.
Did you enter thick bush?
The one we did the most was the one, it's called War Starts. Everybody gets their guns, and then we get to get ready, and then someone screams, "War Starts!" Everybody gets
okay,
out.
Okay.
So, you understand?
War Starts.
War. Okay. War. Yeah. So when that war starts, we have a team. Yeah. This guy's team and this guy's team. So if you shoot this guy, I've killed this one. Yeah. Get out, get out.
You know how situation. I kill him, you know, and die.
This is the 4Play Podcast.
Let's talk about some of your memorable childhood flogging. The one where you chop BT. Because me, I can't say I was the most obedient child. At the same time, I can't say I was very stubborn. But I chop BT, Sha.
Colette.
I mean, I'm the last born, so they tried not to beat me, but I found myself getting in trouble a lot.
I think mine would be when I got to realize that sometimes when your pops does something, it's not because he's not actually thinking about you. He's just doing it because he just wants to do it, you know? I recall in school, having a gate on your trouser meant that you were this guy's very serious guy. So there was
nerdy kind of look.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, you know, I was kind of like good in school. So I hated the idea of, they know that they know say they come first. You can't come the put gate up. You can't put gate up for trouser. We know saying at first you come. Top five, you always did the first to third and stuff. So it was speech and prize giving day. And my dad realized that I was going to school without my trousers. I wasn't ironing them. I just folded them. I wear jean now, rock. So that particular day, I think a day before, they called him and said, "Look, I came first position and all that." I don't know how he knew. So in the morning, I just woke up on speech and prize one Saturday. I just saw my dad ironed my clothes, everything. He took his time, woke up very early, ironed it. The gator was coming up. I took the trousers.
He was trying to make a statement.
What will I go at? The moment I get to school, they'll say, "Hey, we don't talk now. Ultra the 10. You know, put gate up and trousers. Because you know, say they can't carry fries now. You don't put gate up and trousers." That's what I was thinking. So I took the iron and I removed the gator. Oh, I removed it. I spent time. I put water on that
pass
line. I like
to where then they beat you. Because you go collect.
Now knock, I pay you. Oh boy, the center of my head. My dad was like, "He prepared this cloth for me to wear on this special day, and I decided to go and damage it." Oh my, collect. Since then, when he does stuff like that, I'll say, "You know what, there's a reason why he's doing it." I will just follow suit. I cannot shout.
So for me, I will have to say that there's a reason why I will never steal anything in this life.
I think we're in the same boat. No matter what. I was going to share my experience on that too.
Now, I was very young, very, very young, and I didn't know the consequences of things, right? So I used to go to steal bundles of cash from my dad.
Ooh,
fam. Yeah, a lot
bundles,
of it.
Bundles, man.
A lot of it. I didn't know how much it was, right? But I just take it. I get to school. I'm like the ballless baller. I'm spending, buying things for everyone. You understand? So my dad gets to take it out of my mom.
Okay.
Like I didn't know. Yes, I didn't know this. Now, I was doing this. I was balling. And then we got to the village. I went to my grandmom's purse.
Okay.
And took money. And it was so glaring that no one else could have done it but me.
Every day for the thief. One day, go now.
And that was how my grandma, she didn't say anything. She was just quiet. She just went to my parents. "This is it." And then I came back. They happy me, you know.
We are not informed to.
Preparing you for.
They did not inform you.
That's about Colette. You know when Mopsy go give you, based on saying TV money, Mopsy go come and give you because of say, because of you like Colette. This.
Bro!
They go beat you so much that somebody's giving you money.
BT was
for
a
free.
Conference.
You don't want to.
You ask the person, you say, "Well, what did I do? What did I do that you are giving me this money?" Oh, my. Collection.
Well, for me, my case is similar to Blue Magic. So I love milk a lot.
Woo!
Maybe that's the reason why I'm still taking milk to today. See, anyway, you see milk, you have found me. You can win my heart with milk. So my mom gave birth. I think it was our fourth born or the last guy. We're five in my family. So you know how it is now. They'll buy baby items, milk, oil cream. So she was not around that particular day. She went to the hospital. So the baby things were in that basket. And you know, there's usually this new basket with baby items in it. That's why I can't go there. I saw the milk. I've tasted it before.
Okay.
They not catch me. Mm. And that is sweet. That.
No, that baby me is the next level.
The name is Nido.
Yeah, from back then.
I'm happy you guys know Nido. Yeah, I went there. I know that the spoon has a hole in it. So you just. That's how I went there. I didn't take one. I didn't take two. I didn't take three.
Finish Nido.
I didn't know when I was doing it continuously. And so it was so obvious that somebody had tampered with this. So when she came back, even my grandmom was around that time because she usually comes for Omugwo.
Yeah.
So she was the one that discovered that this baby milk has gone. That what happened? This baby is not eating like this. So, so that's how they assembled all of them.
Yeah, man.
And then they discovered that I was the one. So I had to even confess it because at a point she threatened that the person that took this milk, if you don't talk, if you don't say that you are the one now, no food for you for the rest of the day.
My guys, I'll continue to take me.
I might have to confess to. Gave me the beating of my life. First of all, they told me to pick pin. Do you know that punch my pick pin? After picking pin, I had to hold my ears like this and I had to squat. It was a lot. On top of that one, they beat me still.
Oh boy.
And after that time in my life, I vowed I will never
steal again.
I will never. But we I still take me to today, Sha.
Of course, one you buy by yourself.
With my money.
You know, we've gone so long in this episode of the 4Play podcast. I mean, because these are interesting stories for us. If we don't take time, we would go for 2 hours.
Straight up.
But I mean, I remember my story because I going back to when I said I'm the last born. So my dad never really wanted to, you know, he just lets me have my way. They warned me so many times about going for parties. I know here. And I was very small, like not so small, but maybe I don't know. This is
15?
Like 15 thereabouts.
Always at that
but
age.
Man, I was if there's a groove, if there's a party, I used to read posters. Once I see any poster. Once I see any poster, they say happening on this day,
You are there. Number one.
I had my guy who was my neighbor, my very close friend, me and, oh man, we attended all the parties. My dad warned me, and some of them were at night.
Yeah.
So one day like this, me and my guy, we went. I came back in the night. My dad locked the door, held the key, took the key to bed, and said, when I come, he will know that I am back. No, it was in the night, so
he read.
Hey,
he flew the fence.
The guy beat me in the night.
Yeah.
I came back from party this night.
And that was Dito screaming in the wilderness.
They beat
me. You cannot
see
road to them where the stroke is coming from.
I wish I could say, since that beating, I don't do them again.
But that's not the case.
I found other ways around it.
And there was not a cut again, Abi.
Not a cut
again. Mine was a cut. They didn't beat me, actually. But that locking outside and holding the key, always the case.
Yeah, it happened.
Yo, man, some very, very fun memories that we've shared today on the 4Play Podcast, season 2 of episode 3. Just like Detox said, man, we could go on and on and on. I think at this point, we just tell the kids to maybe have fun memories that they can think about many years down the line.
Very important.
Do fun memories.
Because you need to tell stories like this. And perhaps you can also share with us some of your fun memories from growing up as well.
Yeah.
I mean, so we can... Because it now seems like we were raised in the same house when you talk about similar stories and all. But, I mean, I guess this was fun. Are we going to be... Is this a wrap or you guys are still here?
We would like to wrap, sir.
Now, lift up behind.
Let's go and have the Children's Day type of fun as adults.
Okay, what would you suggest we do?
Maybe
give us an idea. Let's play one of them games.
As far as I'm not riding my tire. Nothing makes sense.
I cannot walk. Anyways, we'll be in the background. Look, go out there and celebrate with the kids. They need all the love, all the care, and all of the attention that we can give to them as adults. And on that note, it is peace, love, blessings from this end. Thanks to the guys for holding it down. Scarlett, we see you in the cut. It's been D-Talky-Talky, Don Many, Blue Magic, and of course, Mr. Mega with the double G. Check us out always to catch new episode of the 4Play Podcast on www.coolfm.ng. And we stay active on social media. It is at Cool FM Kano across board. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Adios.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.